restaurants that they've used the grease for cooking, and then they donate it to me, and I use it for fuel for my bus.
So you go around and you pick up used grease from restaurants and you pump it into the... My boyfriend has a bus that runs on vegetable oil. Some people...
Food.
How does that...
Actually, it needs to be first filtered and then heated. And I use the radiator fluid from the engine that gets hot. And I use that to heat up the grease. And I run it through a series of filters and into the tank and into the engine. And it's a normal diesel engine. And all diesel engines can actually run on vegetable oil, which is much better for the environment. It's much less global warming emissions, and it's also much cleaner, safer to breathe, and domestically produced, and not needing any wars to create it.
And what kind of reaction do you usually get when people the bus?
A lot of times people don't really believe it or think it's a joke, because the bus says on the side that it runs on vegetable oil. And of course, most people don't really think that that's possible, and that's understandable. And then I have to explain to them that, yes, it's really true. And sometimes I have pamphlets or papers that I hand them out. And I also have a website, biotour.org, that I point them to if they have further questions. And sometimes I'll even pull over and show them the engine or have them smell the French fry scented exhaust.
So, where was I? Oh yeah, we were picking up some folks from Sustainable South Bronx. Sustainable South Bronx is an environmental justice group in Hunts Point, a neighborhood that deals with a lot of garbage right now. There are 15 commercial waste transfer sites in Port Morris and Hunts Point, handling 25% of the city's trash. In the whole South Bronx, there are about 35 waste transfer sites. And like I said, that's not so great for the people who live there. Besides this trash, it can make breathing pretty hard. The South Bronx is reputed highest rates of asthma. And so on Saturday, we'll see the smell of the have the in the country. Saturday morning, we drove the folks, some parents, some young people, and one very energetic old.
I'm 8 years old, and my name is Justin.
There were some older, like 9 years
old. Ooh, I mean 9 years old!
And you live in the South? Justin was really enthusiastic about the protest. He even wrote a song about it.
We will rock you, stop you, pick up and drop you, put it by your hair, and make you. We need clean air, cause you just sweetie and put it on us, and... If you don't use your space, we'll kick you and everybody. We will get our clean air because we are the best. If you don't, Bronx, you see, I don't have the chance to be there. We'll get down.
When we got to the Upper East Side, it was drizzling, but the energy was high. People from Uprose and Sunset Park were there, people from Queens, a lot more people than I expected in the rain. We walked over to the site of the East Siders protests and started chanting.
Parking yes, trucking no, parking yes, trucking no.
The East Side folks didn't seem to like what we had to say. They turned the speakers from their sound system towards us and tried to drown us out with Paul Simon. But with a megaphone, we made sure they heard us.
Ask the people in this community, if they don't want this marine transfer station, ask them where! Uprose and Sunset Park, Crystal Valentine.
Hi, my name is Crystal Valentine, I'm 17, and I'm from...
And Tay from all over...
Next we have... From sincerely hope that the people on the Upper East Side realize that this is not personal, baby. Just take your fair share. That's all we're asking. All we're asking. And there's no such difference as a high value or a low value residential neighborhood. We're all in New York City.
After the protest, I talked to some people from Youth Justice in Sunset Park about why they were there. The first person I spoke with was Rico Bautista.
Basically, all we're asking for is equity, and equity isn't a sin. Equity isn't a privilege. It's a right. And so they have to start taking responsibilities because we have a right to equity, and that's basically all we're asking for.
Hi, I'm 17. My name is Crystal Valentine, and I'm from Uprose, which is in Brooklyn.
My name is Ninoshka Garrick, and I'm 19, and I'm also with Uprose.
I'm Marie, I'm 15, I'm also from Uprose.
We came out because we wanted to let Manhattan Upper East Side know if they keep it closed and they keep the plant closed, that we suffer, us, to suffer with the garbage.
Basically, all the people of color, because they have to realize that, you know, once they close that transfer station, that what's going to happen is all the other areas like Southeast Brooklyn and Southwest Bronx, they're all going to have all these transfer stations in that area, and that's going to be bad because a lot of the people that live there, they have asthma, they have all these other kinds of health problems, and
we just want them to know for them to take their own fair share. That's it.
And how do you feel like they reacted today?
They reacted pretty horrible. You know?
Yeah, like they have the audacity, not the nerve, the audacity to drown us out with loud music. I mean, you know, this is supposed to be a free country, you know, with freedom of speech. And
it's not only that, but I think we were heard today, and if we have to come again, and we have to have our voices be heard again, then it will happen again.
We do it because we want to do it. We're not doing it because we get paid for it. We don't.
Exactly. Because one of the people on the opposing side, they said, oh, how much are they paying us? I mean, they're acting like just because we're youths that we're going to get paid or a stipend. No, we do this because we love our neighborhood, you know?
We want our kids to grow up in a better neighborhood than we want to make everything better for the next generation and for us.
Just because we live in a neighborhood of color, that doesn't mean it. That doesn't mean that we don't want, you know, all the beautiful things in life, especially health.
So the fight's not going to stop today?
No.
Nope.
No.
No, it's not.
So y'all are ready to come back here if you have to?
Yes.
Yep. I have my gloves, my scarf. I'm good. and my banner. So
yeah, you know. As long as I have my voice and.
Exactly.
I have a jacket, I'm fine. I'm able to come up here again.
On the way back to the Bronx in the noisy bus, Justin let me know how he thought the protest went. And did you think the protest was good today?
Yes. Some stuff was bad because in this place, so they the people that didn't want the didn't want to make it stink, and they didn't want a fair share. They were putting their big speakers right at us and putting the music high up, so they wouldn't hear. So we put our music high. I went higher than them. Plus, a lady was screaming like, "No, you don't need no clean air. You already got clean air." And then my mom saying, "You don't know how it's like over there." That's it.
And that's it? And if we have to come out, you're going to come out again?
Yes. Seriously.
People in Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx,
and I talked about why we woke up so damn early to go to a protest that has nothing to do with our neighborhood. You know, this morning we were talking about solidarity. Do you remember? Can you say again how you define solidarity?
Solidarity is if someone has to fight for something or someone needs to do something, like you go with them and like you don't let them go by themselves.
That's a very good definition.
Everyone says life isn't always fair, but whatever we can make fair, we should make fair. So as much of it as possible will be fair.
For Rise Up Radio, I'm Kat Aaron. That was a piece that aired on a radio show that I work on WBAI. That's our local Pacifica station. That's why it says Rise Up Radio. But this is actually the August Sound Coalition.